Well, back in the podcasting chair again. It's been a while since I've added an episode, and that hasn't become an issue in so much that, you know, I don't want to do it anymore. But what happened was that life takes its turns and twists, and here I'm going to be adding my contribution, I suppose, to the audio files that are available for people in the subject that I'm passionate about, and that is healthy aging and the cultivation of self-sovereignty in a person's lives. So this will be a combination of how to, what's happening. It'll be observations on how our world is changing, and hopefully, yeah, curation of things that I find interesting, that is news topics and things to look forward to in this world. So let's get started, eh? And here is actually the third episode. Writer Mark Bittman recently remarked, since food is defined as a substance that provides nutrition and promotes growth, and poison is a substance that promotes illness, then much of what is produced by industrial agriculture is quite literally not food, but poison. By eliminating pesticides and transitioning to clean, grown, regenerative farming can get us back on track to nutritious food, restore microbiomes, and protect our health. According to data from the US Department of Agriculture, from 1975 to 2010, you would have to eat twice as much broccoli today to get the same nutrients as a generation ago. Data going back to 1940, as reported by EcoFarming Daily, shows the level of every nutrient in almost every kind of food has fallen between 10 and 100%. Today, you would need to consume twice as much meat, three times as much fruit, and four to five times as many vegetables to obtain the same amount of minerals and trace elements available in those same foods in 1940. Why are nutrients in our food declining? Well, for one, we are killing the soil it grows in. The present agrobiz use of biocides, you know, herbicides, insecticides, fungicides, as well as synthetic chemical fertilizers and antibiotics, kill or disrupt soil microorganisms that allow plants to absorb nutrients. Not only are plants getting less nutritious, they're also getting more toxic. Over 90% of corn plants, the USA's number one crop, are genetically modified organisms with genes inserted from other species. These genes allow corn to be sprayed repeatedly with multiple weed killers, including glyphosate, Monsanto's Roundup, the most used herbicide ever, 2,4-D, similar to dioxin and Agent Orange, and dicamba. These herbicides are water-soluble and systemic. They can go anywhere water goes, and they get inside the plant cells so that the toxins can't simply be washed off before you eat. GMO corn engineered with genes that enable it to produce multiple insecticides in every cell, which the EPA euphemistically terms plant incorporated protectants. GMO seed corn seeds are coated with pesticides associated with bee colony collapse and harm to other insects, with the bags having warning labels not to touch the seeds with your bare hands. Because corn is in so many processed foods, corn syrups, oils, and products of corn-fed farm animals, etc., consumers are often ingesting several toxins with each bite. The Green Revolution began after World War II, when munitions factories were repurposed for mass production of synthetic nitrogen fertilizers and pesticides, and large-scale industrial monoculture farming began. GMO corn exemplifies the gene revolution of industrial agriculture of the last two decades. Arguments say that this chemical and technological transformation of our food system is necessary to feed the world. But there's reason to be skeptical. It only sometimes results in increased yields while producing less nutritious and more toxic food. And much of that does go into animal feed. Both revolutions are heavily fossil-fueled, synthetic fertilizers and pesticides, huge tractors and combines, processing and pre-cooking, plastic packaging, refrigeration, and long-distance transport. Both revolutions are dangerous for human health. The epidemic of 20 chronic diseases, including diabetes, obesity, breast and thyroid cancers, stroke and autism, is highly correlated with the rise in the production of Roundup Ready GMO soy, corn and soy, both sprayed with the glyphosate. Meanwhile, our less nutritious foods reduces our ability to fight off those diseases.
Remember, take off your shoes, go for a run. Shoe manufacturers don't own your soul.